My guest this time is Larry Haas. He served as communications director for then-Vice President Al Gore. He is now a senior fellow at the American Foreign Policy Council, and he's the author of Harry and Arthur, Truman Vandenberg, and the Partnership That Created the Free World. Larry has been our guest many times, and on quite a few of those occasions, we've been talking about his frustration, particularly during the Obama years, with the policy directed towards Iran. Obviously, a lot has changed in the past couple of weeks on that front, with President Trump withdrawing from the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action and charting a new course. What exactly that new course will look like became a little bit clearer on Monday when Secretary of State Mike Pompeo announced that there were going to be a new, and what he calls the toughest economic sanctions the world has ever seen. Here's a little bit of what he described would be headed towards Iran unless it scraps its nuclear program, its missile program, and the funding of terrorists.
We will apply unprecedented financial pressure on the Iranian regime. The leaders in Tehran will have no doubt about our seriousness. Thanks to our colleagues at the Department of Treasury, sanctions are going back in full effect and new ones are coming. Last week, we imposed sanctions on the head of Iran's central bank and other entities that were funneling money to the IRGC Quds Force. And we're also providing money to Hezbollah and other terrorist organizations. The Iranian regime should know that this is just the beginning. The sting of sanctions will be painful if the regime does not change its course from the unacceptable and unproductive path it has chosen to one that rejoins the League of Nations. These will indeed end up being the strongest sanctions in history when we are complete.
Larry, I'm sure you're shocked to hear that Mohammad Javad Zarif, the foreign minister for the Iranians, is not happy with this policy. He says it's a sham and says that it repeats the same wrong choices and will thus reap the same ill rewards. Also not surprising, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says Pompeo has outlined a very strong position that is welcomed by Israel. So what do you make of the policy as we know it to this point, and what impact do you think these sanctions could have?
Well, with regard to the policy, I must say that in an extremely unpredictable presidency, we do have some consistency here. President Trump has said for a long time that one of the main problems with the Iran nuclear deal is that it wasn't comprehensive enough, separate and apart from the loopholes and all the rest. It wasn't comprehensive. That is, it only addressed the nuclear program and did not address the other damaging aspects of Iranian behavior, the ballistic missile program that's tied to the nuclear program, the terror sponsorship, the efforts in the region to destabilize other regimes, the presence in Syria, and all the rest. And here we see a policy that, at least on paper, is broader and does take in all of these different aspects of Iranian behavior. So it's bold, it's comprehensive, and we'll have to see how it plays out. With regard to the impact of sanctions, you know, the United States remains by far the most influential economic power on the planet. And if we condition participation with the United States and its economy on businesses and governments not doing business with Iran, it's hard for me to believe that many governments and businesses are going to choose Iran over the United States. So this could be potentially game-changing if Pompeo and, more importantly, the president are really serious about crushing sanctions. We'll just have to see the details as they come about in the coming days and weeks.
Larry, I've seen some analysis suggesting that this was aimed less at Iran, and we'll get to that a little bit more in a second, but more towards the other members of the original deal, the Brits, the French, the Germans, the Russians, the Chinese, and so forth, for the exact reason you just mentioned, that there's going to be some economic pain potentially for them as well if they try to keep doing business with Iran in areas that we're trying to squeeze off. So do you think that message is getting through to these other leaders?
There's no doubt that that was, you know, a big part of the message that Pompeo was trying to outline today. But, you know, we're really going to have to see what happens when the rubber meets the road. I mean, you need, even the United States, as powerful as it is, needs other countries to cooperate on other matters of international concern. Are we really going to go all the way in terms of not caring what the British think, what the French think, what the Germans think. Can we really be unilateral and not worried about what the Chinese in particular do in response, what the Russians do? It, you know, it becomes much more difficult when you have a conflict. That is, you need the Chinese or you need the French for something, and at the same time, you're going to punish their major businesses or central banks or governments if they continue to do business with Iran. I'm not so sure what's going to happen in a case like that, but clearly that's part of the message that was delivered today by Secretary Pompeo.
And Larry, speaking of the message delivered by Secretary Pompeo, I'm getting a sense here that the Trump administration is making it pretty clear that they think there effectively needs to be a regime change in this country, because the conditions for relieving the sanctions not only include not enriching uranium, not pre-processing plutonium, allowing inspectors anytime, anywhere, but also getting troops out of Syria, stop threatening Israel, and ending support for the Houthis in Yemen. There's a couple things in there that you really can't even imagine the Iranians doing. So what's the long-term message here?
Well, it's interesting that you mentioned that. Of course, Pompeo left the door open to a brand new relationship with the regime and the two countries, the United States and Iran, if these conditions are met. So that's just a question of changing behavior, and if you change behavior, all good things will happen. But you do have to wonder whether, you know, the DNA of this regime would just prevent it from doing most of the things that that the Trump administration is now demanding. I mean, can this regime do all of this and still be true to itself, which is a brutally hostile, anti-American, anti-Israeli, expansionist, revolutionary regime? So in a sense, you sort of say to yourself, well, if we really want all of these things that we're proposing today, maybe the practical reality is we need another regime in power in Tehran, or it's simply not going to happen.
And to be clear, that's not what the Trump administration is publicly calling for here. Exit question here, Larry. What do you see as the next important marker here to see that this administration, A, is following through, and B, it's having the effect we're hoping for?
Well, certainly. What are the specifics of the sanctions? Because Pompeo said that the old sanctions were going to reemerge, but he also said we will see new sanctions. What are they going to be? How much are they going to condition the behavior of other governments and multinational corporations? And also, you know, he talked about, you know, restraining Iranian behavior. Well, what are we willing to do? Are we going to put troops in there? Are we going to shoot down missiles if, you know, if the Iranians continue to test their ballistic missile program? So I'm curious to see the specifics of the sanctions, and I'm curious to see how the administration follows through on its promises to constrain Iranian behavior in the region.
Fascinating developments and important questions remaining. Larry, always great to have you with us. Thanks for your time.
Thank you, Greg.
Larry Haas served as the communications director for Vice President Al Gore. He's now a senior fellow at the American Foreign Policy Council. He's also the author of Harry and Arthur, Truman, Vandenberg, and the Partnership That Created the Free World. And while you're at it, he's also the author of Sound the Trumpet, the United States and Human Rights Promotion. I'm Greg Corumbus, reporting for Radio America.